Well, howdy guys. Now, here's a 75-year-old femme from Florida. And she was called the matriarch of a very quite wealthy family. Now, her daughter married quite a high-class lawyer, but I guess it didn't work out. And I guess during the divorce proceedings, they're having a lot of issues with the custody battle. So obviously they had some children while they were married. And this is the thing. Femmons believe the children are theirs, don't they? Because the Femmon wanted to move to Florida with the children. Femmons don't seem to understand that without the male, they're just an empty vessel. And I guess the man didn't want them to go away from him like that. But hard for him to see them. So I guess the plan was to kill the man. And apparently it was arranged quite well by this Femmon here, who also paid for it. They hired two men to do the deed, and they did it. Then during the police investigation, this Femmon came up as the whole instigator of it all. They also arrested her son first, who also played a major part. As soon as that happened, she was talking about going to Vietnam, because Vietnam doesn't have an extradition treaty with the United States. In fact, her and her husband were caught at the airport with a one-way ticket to Vietnam. So they arrested them. And after quite a long court case, the jury's verdict was announced.
We have a jury find as follows as to count one of the indictment, first-degree murder. The defendant is guilty of first-degree murder. Mrs. Adelson, control yourself. Count two. We, the jury, find as follows as the count two of the indictment. Conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. The defendant is guilty of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Count three. We, the jury, find as follows as the count three of the indictment. Solicitation to commit first-degree murder. The defendant is guilty of solicitation to commit first-degree murder. And it is signed and dated by the foreperson. One moment. Members of the jury, the bailiff will escort you to the jury room.
It's pretty obvious that this Femmon is interfering and controlling. And I think a couple of other family members were involved as well. Strangely enough, the wife, the daughter of this Femmon, wasn't charged. I can't believe that her daughter didn't know anything about it at all. This Femmon is obviously a manipulator, but at least accountability has come for her. Of course, it won't bring this young man back. But as the guilty verdict came in, there was no remorse from this Femmon at all. It was just tears for herself. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. This Femmon here has destroyed her own life, destroyed her legacy, destroyed her family, all for a selfish act. Femmons believe that they can get away with things because the law treats them differently, and they hardly ever hold them accountable for the things that they do. But on this rare occasion, the law worked correctly. She'll probably make an appeal, of course, but the evidence against her says it all. She hasn't been sentenced yet, but whatever the sentence, it's a death sentence. Let me know what you think, guys. You take it easy.